Thought I'd tell you about this next one. This call was to an abstract and title company in Southeast Texas. You know, where they transfers property titles and deeds and stuff like that. A friend of the owner of the abstract company put me up to calling, acting like I was a lawyer representing some real heavy folks that had overloaded the elevator in the building and had got trapped in there for a few minutes. Of course, none of them was really hurt. The elevator only went up about 2 feet before it stopped. The doors locked up and they had to prize them open to get them large folks out from up in there. Hope you like it. Here it is.
Yes, is this the Abstract and Title Company?
Yes.
How are you doing this morning?
Fine.
Good. My name is W.P. Richardson. I'm an attorney from Memphis, Tennessee, a firm of Richardson & Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And I represent two couples who were, I need to just get a little information from you, who was in your building several weeks ago, Mr. and Mrs. Goss, Mr. and Mrs. Cutler.
Mm-hmm.
And they was in the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Going up to do a closing, I believe, on some property.
Mm-hmm.
And they, if I understand it right, I need to get you to maybe tell me what happened. Would you mind?
Well, yes. There were several people that got in the elevator.
Yes, sir.
And they were of such a size that it their total weight exceeded the limits on the elevator, and so the elevator rose about between 9 to 18 inches. I don't know how long, and then the circuit shut it off.
Yes, sir.
And so they had to get out of the elevator at that point.
Yes, I understand that they couldn't get the elevator all the way back down.
Right.
Yes, sir. Well, did the doors open automatically, or did y'all have to like pry them out of there? Or?
Did the doors open automatically, or? Yeah, they had to open them.
Yes, sir. Well, the two ladies was real, you know, real upset about it. And one of their cousins is a friend of mine, and they referred them to me up here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they said, you know, when we first started talking that they, you know, they was all right, they wasn't hurting. But after I talked to them a while, one of the ladies, you know, claiming now that she had a twisted knee and one of the men's as her back be giving him some trouble, and one of the ladies' necks that you heard, and then the other gentleman there said he was all right, except for the mental, you know, anxiety
mm-hmm.
caused by his fall and everything, because they were, how long were they trapped in there?
Oh, not long.
Yes, sir.
If they've got that sort of problem, then I would recommend that you go ahead and sue us.
Sir?
I mean, what are you after?
Well, I was just trying to find out the facts of the case, you know.
Well, that's the facts, and I had about 15 employees observe the whole thing, and throughout the entire matter, I never saw any indication of discomfort, any indication of pain and anguish.
Yes, sir.
And for them to then leave and decide that they had all these injuries, well, you know, I sympathize with them, but if they feel like they've got a cause of action, then go after it. But
yes, sir.
But, I mean, if you're after money or if you want us to settle with them, well,
yes,
then the answer is no. If you want us to write them a letter, well, we can do that. But, you know, I'm not sure why you're calling.
Yes, sir. Do the elevator have some kind of sign posted out about the weight limits on it?
At this point, I think if you need any more investigation, I think you ought to just go ahead and sue us.
Yes.
I don't think we need to be talking about it other than through a court of law, and we can go through the discovery process.
Yes, sir. Well, I was just wondering, and I did understand from one of them that normally, you know, y'all do your closings on the first floor, and you were sending them up to the first, to the third.
No, that's not true. We always close on the third floor.
Yes, sir.
We have a first floor closing room that if there's an overflow from the third floor closing office, or if some people do not want to go up the stairs or the elevator, well, then we've got that first floor, but closing room, but, you know, there was no indication that they wanted to.
Well, we
that.
Just, you know, I just wanted to make sure there wasn't anything prejudicial. I had understood. We'd done a little bit of checking here, and I found out that you aren't you a member of this organization called the Sons of the Confederacy?
Yes, I am.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll be back in touch with you. I appreciate you talking to me.
Okay.
And everything, and we may have some kind of cause of action, and I'll call you back and get your attorney's name. But my clients they're feeling pretty bad and hurt pretty bad, and we just, you know, we need to, some kind of monetary arrangement needs to be made.
I see. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, goodbye.
Thank you.